And welcome to episode 65 of Geekers Creepers. This is the podcast. We talk about the geeky side of life and we talk about the creepy side of life. All right. I am your host, Rob, and I am joined by my other host, Kelly Kapowski. How's it going, Kelly?
Hey, Rob. Hey, everybody out there, creepers. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kelly, for joining us. We are also joined by a special guest host, and it is Sandia, a.k.a. Sandy. How's it going, Sandy?
Hola. Hi, good afternoon. What's going on? It's going creepy out here.
It is very creepy out there. And we are joined by somebody I met for the first time today, and I have no nickname for her, so I'll call her Esmeralda. How's it going, Esmeralda? So right now, Esmeralda, we cannot hear her. Maybe that will fix those post-production. So with that said, we usually at this point, we talk about what we've been watching, what we've been reading, or what we've been playing. As usual, I'd like to start with Kapowski. Kelly, what if is there anything since the last podcast that you've been reading, watching, or playing? Usually you don't play video games, so I know that. So anything you've been reading or watching?
Yes. So I have been reading a ton on summer break, and I just read a book about the origins of the FBI and like how it stemmed from Native American murders and also the beginning of policing in general. Like there used to be like community advocacy that would, like the law was so and police were so weird, but like it's so crazy to think that it worked, but like that was how it was done. And then like how the FBI was formed and everything. It's called
Oh, Kelly, sorry, you're breaking up there. What was that again?
Super good. It's like, it's called Killers of the Flower Moon.
I know exactly what that is. That's a popular book, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah,
it's
actually, I've heard of that. So maybe I should pick it up. Anything else, anything you've been watching recently?
I don't think so. More I've been like just breathing ton.
Gotcha.
At the gym,
okay. at the gym, hit those weights.
I hit the weights.
And how about you, Sandy? Anything? So at this point, what we talk about is if you've been just like anything pop culture wise. With Kelly, it's usually books. But if you've seen anything that you know that you've really enjoyed in the last couple of weeks before, you know, this is we talk about this before we get into the creepy topics.
Wasn't there something on the news about aliens, alien materials being proven to not be from Earth? And I think there was a couple of articles. I read titles and stuff, but it was big news. And worldwide, in the United States, they found it. I have no idea.
Well, I'll have to look this up because I do not... Of all the research I did the last week, I think that would have been one of the top ones, alien artifacts found.
I'll send it to you.
We did talk about something last week that was similar to that. There is a guy that went up in front of Congress saying that he's got proof that aliens exist. And it's actually, and the government's talking about it. It's really weird. As far as me, I have not read anything recently. You guys always know that. I don't usually read too much stuff. But I did see a couple of good movies. I saw a couple of scary movies, which is the creepy side. So we've got Evil Dead Rise, which was really scary. I should not have watched that one in the morning. I could not go to sleep.
So can you tell me what made it scary? Was it jump out scary? Was it psychological thriller scary?
It is psychological to a certain extent. It's think about like an abusive mom. Like it's really bad. Yeah. And so it's a disturbing movie.
Okay.
But just put in like in a weird Sam Raimi film. And then I also watched a movie called Infinity Pool, which I was telling Kelly about this. I don't want to get too much into it because it's really complicated, but it's a very, again, it's a good movie. I thought I was just going to stop watching it after like about 10, 15 minutes. No, I watched all the way through. It was a really, really good movie. Sorry about that, guys. We have, our listeners, before we start up, in case you hear anything in the background, like munching or people say, Would you like your check? Just a heads up, Sandhya, our guest, is enjoying a day out, which is fantastic. Hey, I like it. Nobody ever noticed this, but when Jose used to, so Jose and I, when we first started hosting this, it was during COVID, and Jose was always smoking a cigar with like some whiskey or a beer, and I had whiskey on the side, and I remember I was vaping. And at one point, one of our listeners sent me a text, a friend of mine, and he's like, "Rob, I can hear you vaping in the background. You might want to stop."
That's hilarious.
But yeah,
it's not a bad thing. It's just normal. It's what humans do. We go about our lives and we do things.
Yeah, it's like you know what this is. What this is? It's a roundtable conversation. Yeah. So just our listeners have to know that. That's what it is. All right, guys. Well, I would also ask, is Esmeralda, is her mic working now?
Maybe the microphone's only on one of the headphones.
A ver, pero es que tiene que hablar. Oh, is that a thing?
I think it might be.
Well, we switched headphones, so let's see. Oh. Algo fuerte.
Nope, we can't hear anything. Now? Oh, now I can hear you, yeah.
I think it's her voice is very soft.
Okay. Well, Esmeralda, have you seen or read anything good recently? Oh,
here we go. Last weekend, I saw
I can't hear. What was it, Sandy?
Red Door. Have you seen the movie?
No.
Yeah.
What kind of movie is that?
I think it's in the cinema right now. It's in the movie theater. Oh, astral traveling. And then when you're not in your body, a devil can come inhabit you.
What's it called? Red Door?
Red Door.
Huh. I'll have to check that one out. That's interesting. So you're a scary movie fan?
A little bit.
Well, that's
yes, she is.
Yeah. So, well, welcome to the club. This is Geekers Creepers.
I don't like to see them alone.
Oh, you like to see him alone? Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. I'm not a big fan of watching them alone, but I usually do because I don't know anyone else that watches scary movies. So that's why I cover myself up, you know, like in a tight little ball when I watch them. So, all right, guys, we are going to take a quick break. I will be back to talk about the geeky topics of the week and talk about what I've been playing, which if you guys heard last week, it is definitely still The Legend of Zelda. And then we're going to come back in a minute and and then afterwards, our guests are going to come back and we're going to talk about the creepy topics. And the creepy topics are fairly interesting. We've got another Mothman sighting. We've got some alien visits. A little more information, a cell phone from the grave. And finally, afterwards, we're going to take a break and Sandy's going to come back and tell us one of her own creepy stories. And she's our newest guest. And newest guests always tell their creepy stories. So we'll be back in a second with our geeky topics. And welcome back to Geekers Creepers. Now it's time to talk about the geeky side of life. But before I start, there's probably going to be a few questions about the creepy topics we're going to talk about. One big one is why we are not talking about the alien conversation regarding the presentment to Congress, etc. Well, when we recorded the creepy topics, that was before this happened. And I do apologize, I'm recording my geeky topic much later. Hopefully in the future, we'll be able to talk about that a little more. I know Kelly really wanted to get into that after it happened. But for now, I'm going to keep this short. It won't be much of a geeky topic thing, but I do want to talk about just a few things. Number one is what I've been playing. And I may have mentioned this earlier. I don't remember. Again, I recorded the creepy topics a little bit earlier. So Tears of the Kingdom, I've been playing that nonstop. It's such a fun game. I'll be honest, I cannot get enough of that game. There's not much pressure to it. It is a fun game. It is different. It is innovative. When people talk about, you know, game of the year, I can definitely see it up there. I know though, this year there've been other games and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But yeah, Tears of the Kingdom right now has got me going. I have not touched Dead by Daylight at all. That's pretty much the only game I play. If I go, as I mentioned previously, I'll go out somewhere, grab a beer, and just put the headphones in and play Tears of the Kingdom. And it's become such a popular game that while I was at the local pub, somebody came up to me and they're like, "Oh, I see you're, what are you playing?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm playing Zelda." Like, "Do you play?" Think of the person's going to say no. I mean, you run to somebody at a pub. Nope. This guy had like a 15-minute conversation with me about this. I put the game down and we talked about the game. It was actually really cool to talk to somebody about games where you don't expect to talk to them about it. But it also goes to show you how popular this game is and how it's like reached the masses more than a lot of other games. I mean, you've got ones in the past, everybody plays Tetris. I mean, everybody plays games on their phone, but when it comes to console-oriented gaming, Tears of the Kingdom is up there as far as one of the more, in my opinion, going to be one of the more influential games of all time. You're going to have your Mario, your Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. I think you're going to, this will be up there. This will go down in history. And I think, I'm almost certain, as one of the most influential games of all time. Actually, let me I know it will. But with that said, there's also so many other games coming out this year that have already come out. Baldur's Gate 3 is also a game that's just getting rave reviews. And I'm a big fan of the Baldur's Gate series. I've played, I was a big Neverwinter Nights fan, huge Neverwinter Nights fan. And then on top of that, I played the Baldur's Gate for the console versions. Never the PC because I never, at that time, I didn't have one that could really run that game. But I did end up buying it off of Steam and I gave it a shot. It's a little rough around the edges. But I could definitely see why people still really appreciate that game. It's more than just the gameplay. It's a story. So I give very happy that an RPG is also in contender for Game of the Year. But then there's one other one that I do want to talk about. And that's coming out, I believe, this Friday. If not, it's going to be coming out for early reviews. And that is, what I don't want to mistakenly say the wrong name, Starfield. So Starfield is going to be maybe the one game that's going to make me decide if I'm going to go with the new Xbox or if I'm going to stick and buy another PlayStation. Yes, I understand the PlayStation has usually more quality game, better quality games, but I was a huge fan of Skyrim. And supposedly all the other Elder Scrolls games are going to be coming out only on Xbox. Starfield, only coming out on Xbox. I'm not a space, not big into space games, but this one seems to have a lot of potential. There is there's the fact that you can make your own ship, have your own crew, go wherever you want to go, maybe not wherever, but it's a pretty huge universe. And in a way, it kind of feels like it's No Man's Sky meets Skyrim. In the fact that it feels like it's a never-ending universe, but it's really not. With that said, though, I do want to say that I'm not a huge fan of like these big open-world games usually. But I mean, one, Zelda's a huge open world, and I've gotten into that, or the Tears of the Kingdom, and I have a feeling that the Starfield, I actually have a good feel of this game. Everything I've seen has looked good, and I am very excited to see what the reviews say, and hopefully it'll be good, because at the end of the day, Xbox needs a win. They've had some bad ones. They had Redfall that came out, and that was supposed to be their big one, and that was a big stinker. So look, they've been buying studios left and right in the hopes to create their version of Sony, to create their version of PlayStation, but we haven't seen it happen. And this might be their last shot. If Starfield fails, and by failing, it might not be, failing might just be a 7, to be honest, because they put so much effort into this. I mean, they put effort into Halo. That was a dud. They put effort into Redfall. That was a dud. And this might be their last chance, because if this doesn't succeed, I think a lot of people will lose trust in Xbox. I mean, that they've been hyping it up, saying that we're going to make it big. And I understand that they have their streaming services. That's what they're putting a lot of their chips into theirs. You know, hey, look, we've got the streaming service. This is why you want Xbox. But it's not why you want to buy the console always. And, you know, you could play a lot of those, the streaming service. Is it Xbox Live? Not Xbox, I forgot what it's called. It's not Xbox Live, but you can play that on your computer. I believe you could play it on other, maybe Steam. I'm not sure if you could play it on the Steam Deck. But either way, if they're going to sell this console, they need a win. And Starfield has to be that win. It has to be a 9 or a 10. If not, I think that it's going to be considered not as as another loss for Xbox. People will say it's not. But I think they need something that's going to showcase that console, that's going to showcase what they can do and the future of Xbox. I mean, it's not like the new Elder Scrolls is going to be coming out anytime soon. We've got probably another 3-4 years before that ever comes out. So, yeah, I'm really wishing for the best. I haven't heard anything too bad about this. I know some people received early copies of Starfield, but nothing too bad, but also there is that embargo, which you can't really say anything. So, and Geekers Creepers didn't get a copy of it. Trust me. I wish we would have. Yeah, we'll see what happens in the future. With that said, there isn't much more I really want to talk about of gaming. I know that Gamescom was this past week, but maybe I'll talk about that some other time. It's all, you know, kind of go over Gamescom, go over all these previews that are coming up. I mean, there's a lot of things to look forward to. There's Life of Pi that I'm looking forward to. The game, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, finally came out, and that looks pretty good. I haven't bought it yet. I've been too addicted to Tears of the Kingdom. I like my peaceful gaming right now to just relax, solve puzzles, explore. And yeah. So, you know, you guys tell us what you think. Tell us what you think Starfield is going to be like. Is it going to be great? Tell me what you guys are expecting to be game of the year. Is it going to be Starfield? Is it Baldur's Gate 3? Is it Tears of the Kingdom? Is it something else I haven't named? Because there's so many good games that have come out. Street Fighter. I'm not a Street Fighter person, but the new Street Fighter 6, supposedly fantastic game. The new Mortal Kombat's coming out. That's supposed to be really good. So you guys tell me what you guys think it's going to be the next big game. I know Will listens to this and they put out Pikmin 4. I have not picked that up for the Switch. I don't think I will. Maybe if it goes on sale, but knowing Nintendo, that'll be never. But yeah, you guys tell me what you think. You can always email us at geekerscreeperscast@gmail.com, geekerscreeperscast@gmail.com, or tweet us at geekerscreepers. With that said, we're going to be talking about our creepy topics, which are pretty good. But I believe, I do apologize, I haven't gone back to edit it just yet, but there might be some sound issues with that. So if there are, I do apologize. But trust me, the Sandia's story of El Catrin is pretty good. I got to say, I did a little research afterwards, and that might be a topic I might cover on YouTube once I start getting back to making those videos. But guys, thanks for listening to the Geeky Topics, and we will be right back with our creepy topics of the week, or I guess our creepy news, and then Sandia's story. And welcome back to Geekers Creepers. Of course, this is a podcast. We talk about the geeky side of life and we talk about the creepy side of life. And now it is time to get creepy. All right. So we've got a few topics we're going to be talking about. And one of them is about a glowing figure in the Brazilian jungle. So this is out of the website Anomalian. Now, Kelly, have you been able to take a look at the photos for this?
Yes, I have.
All right. Sandy, have you been able to look at the photos of this?
No, but Esmeralda just came back from Brazil.
Really? So now we know who this glowing alien is. It's Esmeralda. So I may need to share my screen so to show Sandy, but let me go over what it says here. It says, a strange luminous creature, in general terms, resembling something humanoid, was recently filmed in the municipality of, I going to butcher this. It's Cachambo Minas. How do you say Minas Gerais? Gerais? I don't know. It's Brazil. The creature was filmed in the distance, and even the attempt of the author of the video to enlarge the image gives little understanding of what it is. At what point the creature's arms and legs can be seen, it appears to be standing upright on two legs and appears to be moving slightly. Someone believes that it is an alien, although there are no alleged aircrafts nearby. Others are sure that it is an angel. Skeptics said that most likely this is either someone's joke or there's a metal object very shiny in the sun. So I'm going to enlarge this. And I am going to show the video. Of course, I will keep a link to our, I'll include a link to this video on the, on the description of our podcast. So real quick, let me share. Okay, can you guys see this real quick?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to hit play. So this is what I saw. Oh, sorry, let me
aqui no Corvo Blay aqui, ó. Olha aqui. Acabou de baixar. Baixou agorinha aqui no Corvo Blay. Aqui, gente, ó. Acabou de baixar aqui
no Corvo Blay. So, what we're seeing right now is a pause it right there. I'll stop the sharing. So what we're seeing right there to our listeners, it looks like it looks like this big gold metallic object in the middle of the jungle. It's not even in the jungle. It's like in the plains. And I guess you could say it looks humanoid. For any of our geeky listeners, if anybody's ever seen The Simpsons, there's an episode where Mr. Burns starts to glow, and he starts walking around. He's like, "I come in peace," and it actually looks like this. It looks like this little character. But I want your guys' opinion. What do you think this is? Is this a hoax? Is there something else out there? Is this something that's unexplained? Let me start with Kelly. What do you think here?
Okay. So first things first, we know this is in Brazil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we confirm, was this filmed with a potato? Because it zooms in and gets blurrier. Like, how does that help anyone? It does look humanoid, I guess, but that could be like a person wrapped in LED lights with that kind of camera mm-hmm. from far away. Like Christmas lights, like wrapped all around your body and you're walking around. Like, that's funny, right?
Look, the one thing, it is light out. So, I mean, it is kind of like, it's a shiny object. I mean, I don't know.
But it could be like lights. Like somebody has like legit.
Oh, Kelly, you're breaking up again. Sorry.
Walking around on from far away, you're glowing. Right?
Yeah.
But the other thing was, have you ever seen that show God's Favorite Idiot with Melissa McCarthy?
No, it's on Netflix. I have not.
Oh, so the guy in there glows.
Glows?
Yeah, that's like because God can talk to him and he does stupid stuff. Oh,
I see.
But it makes him glow.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, do I think it's real? Absolutely not. Never.
Okay. So you think that this is a hoax that they created with editing software or something? Or do you think it's somebody out there?
Something. Yeah, funny.
Okay. All right. Well, Sandy, you and Esmeralda, what do you guys think of this here?
We're looking up the geographical location. And okay. I mean, I'm tempted to ask how close it is to the jungle, to the Amazon.
Okay.
Because there are so many stories about how the jungle guards itself and it has spirits mm-hmm. that guard it from being so that it's protected and it doesn't get ruined by Kelly's probably rolling her eyes.
No, but I mean this is the opposite. This is the other side that we wanna hear, you know?
It's protected by spirits of the jungle, from the animals to the plants and to people that have walked through there, and to the native people from the Amazon that are guarding it and protecting it for the sake of nature, for the sake of humanity. So I cannot say, yeah, that is absolutely true, because there's so many videos that are not real out there. But at the same time, there might be something. I don't discard it as unreal, but I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know what this is.
I'm gonna do my research next time and be like, yes, absolutely, that is true.
Yeah, you know, with a lot of these, you don't know what it is. I mean, it could also be just maybe a different type of animal that we've never seen. It could be another thing. I mean, we're always finding new animals everywhere, and especially, I mean, every rainforest, there's always, even in Oregon, the temperate rainforest, we're finding new, you know, insects, new animals, new something, you know, something that we haven't seen before. So I don't know. It's an interesting video. I'll attach a link to it. Anybody that, you know, wants to take a look at it, give us their opinion. It is on the creepier side. All right. So now our next topic is similar to a story that Sandy told us some time ago, and it's about an alien that landed in Vegas. And this story, actually, I saw it on CNN, and then like, I'm like, okay, I wasn't paying much mind to it, but there's some crazy aerial phenomenon that have been going on recently. So let's talk about, so this one, was there an alien cover-up in Las Vegas? So again, this is from the Singular 14. And this might be, it's a little bit of a read, but I want to go over this so people know what we're talking about here. It says that a Las Vegas family claims that two tall alien beings were seen in the backyard sometime around midnight between August 30th and May 1st of this year. The event began as a large fireball was seen streaking across the sky at around 11:50 p.m. on April 30th. According to the American Meteor Society, the fireball was spotted by people across Eastern California, Nevada, and Utah. Meanwhile, at around the same time as the fireball, a doorbell cam in the same neighborhood as a reported alien sighting captured a loud roar followed by the sound of an impact of some kind. And then approximately 40 minutes later after the fireball, a young person named Angel called 911. He had reportedly been outside with his brother when something crashed in their backyard. Quote, he states, there's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one is inside, and it has big eyes, and it's looking at us, and it's still there, he told the 911 dispatcher. The dispatcher asked where on the property the encounter had taken place. He stated, in my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we're terrified, he replied. Angel was then asked by the dispatcher to confirm if there are two subjects in the backyard. He stated, correct, they are very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 foot, 10 foot. They look like aliens to us, big eyes. They have big eyes, like I can't explain it, and a big mouth. Their shiny eyes are not human. They're 100% not human, he said. So two police officers arrived about 30 minutes after the 911 call. The officers appeared to take the incident seriously. One of the officers stated, I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too. So that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? One of the officers investigated the backyard, finding a circular depression, but body cam footage of their investigation was blacked out due to privacy concerns. It gets a little weirder here. During the time, the other officer was asking people in the neighborhood if they'd seen anything. Another witness reportedly told police they'd seen a black SUV circling the neighborhood. Ultimately, the police left with no definitive leads on what might have happened. So with this story, the kid even did a YouTube video where he talks about this. And you know, not to go into too much more detail, but then there are some people that saying that it's fake, that this kid made it up. But there is video of a meteor crashing in Vegas. There is a video of a loud boom. That may have just been a meteor. This kid may have made it up. It is a creepy story. The fact that, look, I'll say this. If he really made this up and called the police, that is a very, very dumb thing to do. A false report can land you in jail. You know, so it's one of those things like, I want to take it seriously. Maybe he did see something weird. I want to believe he saw something. I don't know what it was. With that, as usual, actually, let me start with this one. Let me start with Sandy first, unless you want to start with Kelly.
No, go ahead, start with Sandy.
I don't think that, well, yes, it's similar to a story that I swear it happened, but I'm not sure because I feel like I'm gaslighting myself with all of these doubts. But I think
you should have to. If you believe it happened, it happened. You know, that's at the end of the day.
I really think that I remember it. I'm sure that it did. Where was the Roosevelt landing of the aircraft that was denied as something?
Roswell,
balloon,
it was Nevada. Roswell, New Mexico, right? Or is it Nevada? New Mexico.
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Yeah. It was New Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, just by the fact that the FBI has declassified and released the existence of aircraft that has landed in the United States, and that it is proven, and that the government has said yes, this is true, and there are aliens. That is just evidence to me that it's true. Why would someone go to the length of getting in so much trouble for reporting something that isn't real, just to make a prank or to prove a point? Like, what would you do if something landed on your backyard and you were scared? I think we have to believe it until it's proven wrong.
So a little bit of self-promotion for the YouTube podcast, or not the podcast, the YouTube videos I do. There's one about the kids in the aerial school phenomenon in Zimbabwe. Sandy, if you ever get a chance, I'll send you the link. I did the video, and I could use some more views, by the way. But what it was a group of kids that they saw like an alien land in Africa, and it was at a school. And like, there's this whole school says they saw it, and they all came in and told the teachers, and even they all. So there's a few issues with the story. Some people say that after they were interviewed by psychologists, that they were kind of, you know, influenced to change their story up. But it does start out where they all ran to the teacher that day and said, "We saw something," to the point where the parents actually came to the school and said, "There's something wrong with my kid. They're talking about this. What happened?" And so it's called the aerial school incident. And it's really, really creepy, because even to this day, a lot of those kids, this happened like in the 70s. So a lot of those kids are of course adults now, and they are still adamant that's what they saw. They saw something out there and they don't know what it was. But they believed it was like the way they described it was a craft and everything. Now, those kids were around the ages of maybe 10 or 12 at the oldest. This kid, Angel, he's a lot older. But again, it begs the question, if it's a lie, then what do you benefit out of this other than getting in big trouble? Because you don't call the police, you waste the police time, and it comes back to bite you. You know, it's not something you do. It's not a prank that you do to get on YouTube and get views, because you get in big trouble. But Kelly, I know you're going to say it's fake, but I want to know how you think what is your theory on why this would be fake?
I have a question for Kelly.
Go ahead.
Well, Kelly, I know you're maybe incredulous, but what would you do if something like this happened to you?
Actually, that's a good question.
Maybe he would call you. He would call you, Rob.
I don't know. It just depends on what it was.
So, before we ask, what you would do, Kelly, what do you think is going on here? What do you think is the situation?
So first thing is, him and his brother are fixing a car at midnight. With what light?
In the garage.
Okay, so they're already up at midnight working on this car. That's unusual.
Okay, all right, I'll give you that. Okay, you got a point there. I'll give you a point. That is unusual.
The boy.
How many mechanic friends do you have?
I have. We need to call him up. How often do you work at midnight?
My dad built garage doors.
Yeah. So, all right, that's number one. But how do you explain the fact that, like, what would this kid benefit by calling the police and saying, "Hey, look, come here. We're terrified. We see something."
So he already had a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Does just a guy who's working on cars have a YouTube channel just for his personal stuff? That seems like kind of weird.
I mean, so you don't think anything happened? You don't think that maybe he saw something that, maybe it's not aliens, but he saw something?
His description of it's 8, 9, 10 feet tall. That's a big, first of all, that's 3 feet difference. Okay. And he said gray, greenish color. Come on now. Now, the only thing that he said that I was like, oh, that's kind of like, that could be so much detail where it could be true, is he said it had a large mouth.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
It isn't what the typical, gray alien with big eyes. They usually have a little mouth. And like for him to say they had a big mouth is kind of weird. So I was like, interesting. So I don't know about that. But then he promised a part two on his YouTube video, which I found hilarious. Like, he's like, this is what happened, but there's going to be a part two. And I'm like, are you going to meet him again? Are you guys
And he's going to continue like what he saw. Now, again, the part two might be like, it was all a joke, but I'm telling you, that is just, I think, I don't know. It would be dumb on his part. So, you know, back to Sam. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can I finish about the video real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So at the end of the article, it says that now the boy and his mom are refusing to answer the door or answer the phone about anything to do with like him and the alien. Like they want to cut all ties. Why do you think that?
All right. So maybe if somebody saw one of my other videos on the Blood House of Atlanta, they would know that in that one, the two older couple, which I believe they actually saw some weird stuff happen in the house. I absolutely believe them because the police showed up and there was an investigation and the police actually said, we don't know how this blood got here. There's blood all over the house. So that, and I see Sandy's face. Sandy, you should check out that video too. That's one of our, that one has 27,000 views. That's our biggest one. So it's very creepy, and I believe them. And the thing is, at that point, people were coming to the house left and right, and they didn't want to talk to anybody because they were just tired of it. You know, it was like they were put in a situation that they didn't want to be put in, and so they were just like, "Look, I try to tell the truth, and now you guys are bothering me all the time. I don't want any part of this." So.
But Rob, he does want to, he has a YouTube video and part two. He does want to talk about it. It's ridiculous.
But I mean, like, there's like, okay, I'm thinking of a similar story of someone that already has a channel and he wanted to get views. So he put, and I'll send it to you. So if you want, in case you want to study it.
Okay.
But he put, it's all in Spanish though. He put an Alexa on top of a Ouija board and said, okay, we're going to play this. We're going to try this. And stuff got real. Alexa started, please, what would he say? He said, Alexa, conéctate a otros mundos, so connect to other worlds, or connect to other dimensions, something like that, to that sort of that sort. And he said, Alexa said, connected. And then Alexa started saying, oh, and it just like blurred and it would speak of different things. And the guy that would regularly post started like stopped posting after that, just completely stopped, which is weird for someone that is trying to get views. Like you don't stop, you continue part two. So yeah. That makes me doubt a little bit. It's like, yeah, part two right away. You would be freaked out, or maybe they're taking advantage of the situation and they're like, fuck it, we're gonna do it, we're gonna continue to exploit this, because why not? If it happened to them, it's rare that you get an alien invasion in your house. But I guess it could be something similar. So the guy continued to post after 2-3 weeks, and he would post like, guys, I'm super scared, the door is open and closed by themselves, Alexa turns on and off by itself, and it's still speaking that weird language, my dogs and or cats, I don't know what type of pets that he had, like don't go near it, and it's all this chain of events that, so I don't know if maybe he's doing part two to gain views, or he's doing part two to not be alone, or to just get, I don't know, I mean,
we'll
we're
see.
In a digital world.
We'll see when he comes out with part two. We'll see what it says. If it might just be him trying to promote his YouTube channel. Speaking of Alexa, oh, I don't want to say too loud because I got one over here. But that service, Kelly, did we ever go over what the weird thing that happened when Jose and I were recording once?
Yes.
So I'll tell Sandy real quick. What had happened was Jose and I were recording, and one of the topics was how our phones spy on us. And like, you know, if you mention something like baby diapers, next thing you know on Facebook, it says, oh, you want baby diapers, even though, you know, you never look it up anything. And as we were talking about that, we had a whole topic and we had done research and gotten into everything. As we're talking about that, suddenly the Alexa starts to go off and it starts saying like the random stuff. It was just saying random things. And I told it to stop and it wouldn't stop. I'm like, Jose, this is really weird. And it just kept going on. And then finally, we started losing connection, him and I talking together. And we're like, is somebody checking up on us now that we found out that everybody's spying on us? So it was just really funny. It was also very coincidental. You know, I don't think, trust me, we don't have that much of an audience that the government's trying to stop us. They just probably think we're crazy. Okay, so Kelly, your thing is you think he's doing this for the views.
Yes.
Okay. I want to believe, I don't want to believe it's aliens. I believe he saw something weird. Okay. And he called the police and they came by and they were gone. So I want to believe he saw something. Aliens, no, I don't think so. I mean, as much as I want to believe that, I think this is, you know, for it to fall in Las Vegas, densely populated area with other houses, it would be weird. Maybe somebody was trying to play a prank on him. Maybe him and his, was it his cousin or uncle? Maybe they had a few too many and were seeing something weird, but I think they may have seen something. But on to the next story on this one. And with that, Kelly, we're going to make it quick because we talk about this all the time, but I did want to bring this up to Sandy. Sandy, have you ever heard of the Mothman?
No, is it similar to the deer lady?
No. So the Mothman is a it all started, the oldest one is out in like Point Pleasant, somewhere like in South Carolina or something, where they were seeing this kind of demonic character that was all dark with red eyes and had wings. And they kept seeing it for a number of times, the people living there in the vicinity. And that it all, what happened was, like, the last time they saw it, a bridge there collapsed and multiple people died. So they call it the Mothman. And this is real. This really happened as far as the building or the bridge collapsing. But, you know, people were having weird sightings. And some people relate it back to, like, Native American lore, saying that, you know, it's a bad omen. Well, in Chicago, people have been seeing it a lot, to the point where it's like every couple of months, 3-4 months, people have seen this. And I don't know where Kelly's at. I think hopefully she'll be back. But let me quickly read like what this person saw here. And so again, this is known as the Mothman. And it's like, this was from Singular 14. And what the person stated they saw is, they said that in the summer of 2014, my brother was driving his girlfriend home at around 2 a.m., both of them sober. They both lived in Streamwood, Illinois, in neighboring subdivisions off of Schaumburg Road. Across from the subdivision on the other side of Schaumburg Road is a forest preserve, and they're located just east of Irving Park Road. During their short drive, my brother stopped his car because what he described as a 7-foot-tall person with shiny black skin was standing in the middle of Schaumburg Road. Right when his car came to a stop, he said wings shot out from its side and it bolted straight up, almost like it was propelled. They both saw it and just kept driving. We grew up there and are familiar with large birds in those woods. It was mainly red-tailed hawks and owls. I trust his account of the event, and I don't think he'd get freaked out by a crane or an owl. Neither of us knew what the Mothman was until I looked into it online, and I found the Thunderbird of Native folklore to fit the description more than it being a giant moth. I know it's years later, and it's me telling this secondhand instead of him, but he's not much of a talker. I just thought I'd pass this along to add to the list of sightings in the area. So this is not the first one that's happened. And Kelly, we've talked about it multiple times. There was one it's usually at O'Hare that it happens, or out in the northern burbs. They see this big creature that I think at one point it chased down a lady at O'Hare, where she ran and hid. There was a firefighter that told an account of what he saw. Some of our listeners have their own crazy theories on what this might be. There's one of our listeners, we'll call her G. She thinks that from a different dimension. Demonic? No, she thinks it's dimension. Some people think it's a demonic. So what happens is, in supposedly when this you see this creature, something bad is about to happen. But it's been happening in Chicago for a while now. Now, this is one of the earlier sightings. I think it started around 2015, 2016. It's been all over. And it's interesting. I think for a lot of these, I think they're and Jose and I, we used to talk about this because it's been going on for a while. Some of them we think might just be a big bird. People are confusing. If you've ever seen an owl can get like pretty big and pretty creepy late at night. But some of these, you know, if we believe what people are saying, it's really weird. And I want to start this with Kelly, because I know we've covered this plenty of times, Kelly. But in this situation, if we believe, well, I guess I have to take, you know, this person's secondhand account, you know, as you want to believe it. What do you think here? Or do you just say, no, I don't believe it? I think it's BS.
You know what's really strange for me is that, like, I'm kind of turning a corner with the Mothman. I used to be like, it's absolutely an owl. It's some sort of bird. People, it's dark. They can't see. But the more and more that it's, like, happening, it's in the middle of the road. How could you possibly confuse it for anything other than it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's in the road. I don't know. I'm interested to know if there's any native folklore about a Mothman, like, from the Great Lakes region.
I'll look into it. I don't know if I know that there's some like bad omens that if you see him, you know, like it's like this. And again, I keep bringing up Jose, but I think I told you his story of shadow people. Like when he told his story, that is one of the creepiest stories I've ever heard. Because
the shadow people are not the Mothman. It's very different.
I know, but it's like it reminds me a little bit of that.
But it's completely different because this is like a bird type. Humanoid.
Yeah, and I
person, like a flying thing, which is crazy. If I don't know. I would love to know more. I wish I knew or understood better because I'm starting to kind of like not be so sure I know the truth.
I think maybe what we should do is sometime late at night take a drive around O'Hare and go for a few hours.
I'll come with that. From a Native American, Native Indigenous point of view, it sounds like the Deer Lady. And the Deer Lady, so it's like these shapeshifters, shapeshifting beings that come, they're not necessarily a bad omen. It depends on your behavior and what you're doing. So if they guard life and they guard nature and they guard the righteous side of things or... Yeah, that sort of thing. So if you take a bad turn or make a bad decision, the being that could have helped you out is now going to turn against you and maybe not correct you, but right the wrong. And if that means they will chase you, they will scare you, they will, or sometimes they're trying to help where they might have crashed the car if they didn't see something. There was maybe a deer behind them and the Mothman was in between. So there isn't really a scientific explanation, and that's why we're here, because if scientists were like, yeah, this is proven to work, and if you put a drop of ketchup in the middle of the road at 12:05, it would be too obvious. So I really believe in the spirits and the things that surround us that we are unable to see. And I think Mothman might be one of them that is compared to the Deer Lady. And this the Deer Lady and the Mothman are not the only folklore indigenous things, like Chupacabra and those. But are there to warn you, like something is not flowing the way it should be. And here's a call. It's not good or bad. It's just like, ugh. I believe in it.
No, that that's cool because, like, yeah, it's there's so many people have seen it. I'm gonna get back to the Mothman in a second, but you brought up the Chupacabra. All right, do you know how old that story is?
El Chupacabra? No, yeah. No sé. But I remember that I was a child when they started.
It was from the 90s. It's from the 90s. It's not that old. Yeah. So it's like people think it's...
I'm 84, okay?
People think it's from like 1800s or something. It's like, no, it came up in the 1990s. Oh,
Maybe What's there's the, no record.
The Mexican one with the lady who drowns her babies in the river.
La Llorona, and we will cover that. That's gonna be for next time. I'm sorry. I don't know if you read my mind, but I had that one ready to go. La Llorona is gonna be one because that's the one my mom used to creep me out. And we'll
creepy.
Let's not talk about it. I don't want to waste it right now because we'll talk about it.
That's the story of colonization.
we need Sandy for that one. That way she'll give us the colonization viewpoint, and we'll talk about the creepy topics. With the Mothman, it is a interesting story because if it is a bad omen, I don't know what's really bad has gone around. You know, it happened, and it's scary if it happens at O'Hare, because the one place you don't want to have a bad omen is O'Hare. That's, you know, that's the last place. Because again, when it happened in, I think it was, again, it was Point Pleasant, the whole bridge collapsed and multiple people passed away. And you know, again, it's an interesting story. It keeps popping up, and we'll keep covering it, and maybe one day, you know, people take a picture of it, but nobody ever does. And it makes sense why nobody would take a picture of this, because every sighting, it's seen real quick and then it flies away or it chases somebody. And it's not like, I mean, it takes you long enough to get my phone out to take a picture of something. I'm always fumbling. I would never be able to get a picture of this thing. And nobody would ever believe me. I would come back to Geekers Creepers and say, you won't believe what I saw. And you guys would think I'm nuts. Or I would just keep it, honestly, I would only tell certain people, because I think if I actually saw something like that recently, I would, you know, I wouldn't want that to get out, be institutionalized. Okay. So, Kelly, you said you wanted, I guess we'll save Resurrection Mary for some other time. All right, fine. This next story, though, I'm telling you right now, this next story is true. All right. And I'm telling you, it is true. Kelly, can you vouch for that?
Give me the title of the story. The story for the evening.
No. That's a Sandy story.
Yeah. What's the last one on our agenda?
About the cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. So I want everybody to know this has been marked as true. Okay. So everyone, actually, you know what? We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to read the story. I want to talk about it. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back with Sandy's story. Okay. Let's do that, because I need to get some water. All right. Okay, everyone, and welcome back. I just needed to grab some water before the story. And then actually, before we talk about this cell phone story, I do want Sandy wanted to bring something up that she talked about a show that she's been watching that does, which I've heard about. I actually need to start watching. I believe it's on Hulu, and it talks about Native Americans. And I hear it's really good because it does talk about their culture, and it's respectful, as well as being a comedy, if I'm correct. So, Sandy, if you want to tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, thank you. It's the next season comes out in August, so I'm super excited about it. And it's creepy. It is funny. It has an element of humor, but it's also creepy as hell, because they talk about what I love about it is they're teenagers, coming of age teenagers in a reservation, in an indigenous reservation in the United States. And they normalize the paranormal. They normalize believing in natural remedies, and that's where the dear lady makes an appearance. A shapeshifter, and there is maybe I shouldn't say it's much, but there is an official like police cop that also is believes in what he sees in the stories that there are that are going around. So I really recommend it. It's humorous, but it gets creepy and dark as hell really quick.
So guys, take a to our listeners, if you guys get a chance, take a look. I believe it's called, was it Reservation Dogs?
Yeah, you can watch it too.
Yeah, and oh no, I will. I'll watch it. I'm actually really interested in that, because I don't know. Kelly, you've seen Atlanta, right?
Atlanta?
Yeah, the show.
No.
All right. It's by Donald Glover. It has when I saw the previews, it kind of has a similar feel where it's like a dark show with some comedic elements, but it's either way, I'm going through the topic. But yes, guys, check out Reservation Dogs. Tell us what you think. And we are going to talk about this cell phone. So I'm going to start reading this. Again, I am telling everybody, this has legitimately been classified as true. There is a website called Snopes. They do fact checking, and they're very reliable. So let me read this story. On the 12th of September, 2008, at 4:22 p.m., in California's San Fernando Valley, a commuter train carrying 225 riders collided at a combined speed of 83 miles per hour with a freight train run by a crew of three. In what became to be known as the Chatsworth's crash, 135 people were injured, 87 of them who were taken to hospitals, 46 in critical condition, and 25 died. One of the deceased was 49-year-old Charles E. Peck, a customer service agent for Delta Airlines at Salt Lake City International Airport. He had come to Los Angeles for a job interview at the Van Nuys Airport because gaining work in the Golden State would have allowed him to wed his fiancée, Andrea Katz of Westlake Village. This would have been his second marriage. Peck had three grown children from a previous union. His fiancée heard about the crash from a news report on the radio, and she was driving to the train station to pick up her intended. Peck's parents and siblings, who live in the Los Angeles area, joined her. Peck's body was recovered from the wreckage 12 hours later after the accident. Yet for the first 11 of those hours, his cell phone placed call after call to his loved ones, calling his son, his brother, his stepmother, his sister, and his fiancée. In all, his various family members received 35 calls from his cell phone through that long night. When they answered, all they heard was static. When they called back, their calls went straight to voicemail. But the calls gave them hope that the man they loved was still alive, just trapped somewhere in the wreckage. The barrage of calls prompted search crews to trace the whereabouts of the phone through its signal and to once again look through what was left of the first train, the location the calls were coming from. The call searchers finally found Peck's body about an hour after the calls from his cell phone stopped. Charles Peck had died on impact, yet long past his death, his cell phone had continued to reach out to many of those he cared about and ultimately led rescuers to his mortal remains. So that's the story right there. All right. That is a story of this sounds like an urban legend. You know, you think that this is something you read, like kids tell around the campfire about the cell phone that went off when somebody died, but it is legitimate. It is a real story. There's no, at this point, there's, you know, nobody can say, oh, well, I thought that it was, you know, somebody made this up. No, it's been fact checked. That's how they found, you know, his body. So with this, I want to start out with Kelly. Kelly, this story, what do you think here?
All right. It's weird, right? I mean, that's why we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You never know what people do in their last moments, like when no one's around. Right. So like maybe that guy died, but it was another guy next to him that like maybe the guy was trying when he died and the guy just picked like mom, dad, you know, like through the contacts. I'm like, just I don't know. You never know what people do like right before they're.
But remember, he was making phone calls out to people and it was going to it was static when they picked up. When people called him back, it went right to voicemail. So if somebody was playing with the phone, they would have picked up. Why was it static? I mean, and random people were being called. It wasn't the same person over and over again.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. I love this story. I don't think I really understand how that would happen.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely a creepy, one of our creepier stories, mainly because there's nothing, there's, this has been fact checked. It's legit. This happened. All right, Sandy, I want to know, what do you think here?
I'm skeptical about it.
Oh, wow.
Is
she a criterion just for fun? Like, this is like, she just.
No, I really think that, well, more along the lines of what Kelly said. What? Yeah. I have follow-up questions. Who had the phone when they found it?
I believe it was on him because that's how they were tracking him down. They tracked her not because they were pinpointing where the phone was at.
Okay. I'm doubtful. I'm not skeptical. I'm doubtful.
Oh my God. Of all the ones that, like, of all the stories that we've had, the one
okay,
that.
Okay, so Rob, come on now. What are you doing?
Oh,
okay.
This dude in the afterlife. I'm sorry. It was the afterlife. He was reaching out to them, man. This is like one of the creepiest ghost stories ever. This, in my opinion, this is up there with Resurrection Mary. This is up there with some of the creepiest ones where it's just like, you know,
what?
This guy, there's,
I mean,
how do you explain?
Can we search? Is there an app that when you get into an accident, it starts calling people down your list? Like, there might, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm saying that we should double check for all the technology. Just when technology is like the Alexa story, like when technology is involved, like.
All right. So let me counter.
AI.
Sorry. Go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
No, AI. It's just AI. That's okay. The comments.
So AI. First off, I do need to say this story happened back in, this was 2008. All right. Cell phones were, of course, around, but it wasn't as advanced as it is now. Number two is, if there was an app, this is the most worthless app that I could think of, because if you get an accident, all it does is call random people, go to static, and then when you call them back, it goes straight to voicemail. That app is.
So Rob, what do you think happened?
If there is a ghost story, somebody from the afterlife reaching out to their family to say,
And use the cell phone, Rob?
I'm sorry, but you're asking, can I finish, please? You're asking? If there is a story of somebody from the afterlife who's trying to reach out from their family, and as they pass, they wanted to say, look, I want you know that I still think about you. It was his fiance, his mom, his dad, his brother, you know, that I'm still here and I'm still thinking about you. I can't talk to you anymore, but I'm still around. I'm still thinking about you. That this would be the only way he could reach out. You know,
through static.
Through static. Yes. I mean, look, real quick, said Poltergeist, the movie Poltergeist. How? What's the infamous scene? The little girl in front of the static in the TV. Yeah, exactly. Oh, now I can't believe this story. I'm the one getting mocked. Like, this is the story that like is so legit.
I mean, why use my skepticism comes from being Mexican or native stories, because why do you have to use technology? Oh, he was a native. Oh, I'm like, what? You can just come visit. Like, there's so many stories of when someone dies, they come visit you, like physically. They come and say, "Hey, I'm okay," or you see the curtain, you know, open and the window opens and you're just laying down and you're like, oh my goodness, and that's the same time that your beloved or your loved one died.
So
like, why do you have to use technology?
All right, so first off, I can't believe I'm the one on this side of the coin. So I'm going to tell you a story. I think I told Kelly this one. And first off, to answer your question, if there is somebody from the afterlife reaching out, it's not that they have to use technology. It's not like they're picking up the phone and jumping on the internet and seeing, you know, recipes. You know, they're using what's available to them to reach out to their loved ones. And so I had a story once where, and I told Kelly this, when there was a lady that was kind of like a second grandmother to me, or a third grandmother. And like, she kind of helped me with college, helped me when I was in high school. And she passed away right after my niece was born. And my niece, she was a little baby, and we had gotten one of the Mylar balloons that was, you know, hanging on that was floating on the ceiling. And my niece's mom and my parents had stepped out, and they're like, you know, watch Madi for a bit. So I was there with her, you know, as they went out to pick up some stuff, and I'm just lying on the couch. I got Madi lying on my chest. And I look at the Mylar balloon, and I'm like, the lady who passed away that really cared for us, her name was Mrs. Wolgast. And I said to myself, I'm like, Mrs. Wolgast, if you're around watching over us, show us a sign. And I thought this, I'd be like, show me a sign and let the balloon drop. Sandy, I am not kidding. That balloon slowly lowered. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. This is a little, now I'm suddenly scared, but when I'm telling the story, I'm not lying because I know what happened. I was old enough. I was 20 when it happened. So I was old enough to know what I saw. And look, you don't have to believe me. It may not have been Mrs. Wolgast. It may have just been something that just happened that was circumstantial, which maybe it was. It probably was. But if it was her, you use what's available to you. You know, it's a sign. And with this, it's the cell phone is a sign. Yes, you could show up and haunt somebody outside the house, but maybe they didn't want to. They were ready to go on to the next step and just wanted to say, hey, I'm reaching out. I'm thinking about you.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm ready for moving on to the next step. Sandy, let's talk about it. What happened in Mexico?
All right. Before we do that, before we do that.
Hey, wow.
I'm sitting there, getting all personal emotional.
Bring his heart out.
Yeah, and Kelly's just like, bye, you brought you. All right. Sounds good. Hey. Listeners, that's why Kelly is a fantastic host, because she knows when to say, Rob, shut up. Let's move on, Sandy Town. All right. So we are going to take one last break, and we are coming back with Sandy's topic. All right, guys, and welcome back again. We are now going to start up with Sandy or Sandia's episode or topic. Now, I don't know what it is yet. She has told us some of them, but this is going to be her creepy story, her personal creepy story. And it doesn't have to be creepy. It just has to be something that was just like unexplainable. What happened? You know, something of that nature. So, Sandy, I want you to take it away.
Thank you. Okay. I have a preamble, and I need to say that most of the time, all of the stories except for one have happened in Mexico. Only one story. Most of the stories I'm ready to tell. There are two stories that I'm not ready to tell because they're still really fresh, and I don't know if they should be told. I don't know if they're okay to be told, but and one of them is the only one that is happening in the U.S. It's happening. Like, it's not done.
Whoa, now I'm really curious about this story. But go ahead. But no, I don't need to
hear. Yeah. But so I think this one is so many things happen in Mexico. I don't know why. My grandmother lives in – I'm from Aguascalientes, Mexico, in the middle of the Republic. So if you draw a circle in the map of Mexico, it's right in the middle. And so the revolution happened, colonization happened, so many deaths happened, Christianism, so many things happened that brought about so much death that living in the oldest areas of town where most of the killings would happen, or hangings or revolution, independence killings, remain there, and the bodies are there. Like, my grandma lived in a territory, in the piece of land that used to be a cemetery for nuns. So anywhere you dig, there will be bones. And there are people that come around and tell you, without looking, like, there's gold here, there's no gold here, dig here, this is not allowed, but there's money, like, if you dare to. So with that intro, this happened right alongside of the downtown area. And I was living with my uncle, my aunt, and my little cousin that was four year old. I was going to high school my sophomore year, and I was typing away in the computer. It was a weekday night around 11 a.m. or 11 p.m., close to midnight. And I was typing away. It was really hot. It was during the summertime. So I was typing away next to the window. And the window was, wind was blowing, so the curtains were transparent white, the transparent white you can see through if it's anything that is solid on the other side, but it's not solid, so it would block things, right? So you can see through, it's a see-through. So I'm right next to the window and I'm typing away whatever I have to do for work, for homework. And my aunt is laying down on the couch next to me. Horizontally, she's kind of like watching TV, but not, and in and out. And there had been sightings of El Catrín. And I believe that anything that becomes physical that we're able to see in this realm might take the shape of whatever it is that they choose. Like, it doesn't matter the shape, it's just something that they chose to be represented as. And so this person or entity represents itself as El Catrín from the Loteria. It's a gentleman, and it's dressed up as elegantly in a suit and zapatos. The shoes are very important. They're dress up shoes that when you walk, you can hear the clack, 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 clack. And so they say that he would. There were sightings of him standing next to the where I lived was a line of apartment houses, like townhouses, kind of. And in an area, in an enclosed area, where next in the middle there was a big garden, and on the other end there was a factory, a business of some sort. I think it was electrical stuff. And we were renting from the electrical place that was the landowner, right? You have a question?
No, I'm
No.
listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So you would see the people, the folklore is that you would see that El Catrín standing, just standing there in the top of the business, in the building, just standing and watching. And there you go.
Can I just mention one thing?
Yes.
Where comes in the guy charging people to come see the alien?
This is a different story.
Did we talk about
That's a
this
different
story?
one. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I don't know. This might be an alien dressed up as Catrín. Who? But so I was typing away, going back to where I was at. I was typing away, and I feel the wind, and the curtains are blowing. I hear very clearly, and I swear, like time stopped, everything stopped, my heart dropped. I hear very clearly the two shoes of the Catrín, of someone wearing those nice ass shoes, and it goes clack, clack right outside the window. And I froze because I and I the first thing that kicks in is the skepticism, like, no, I did not, but at the same time, myself, my mind and everything was saying, yes, you did. You heard what you heard. And I quickly like thought of son los zapatos del Catrín, is this Catrín shoes. And a million thoughts come in a couple of seconds, and I thought, why would I not be able to hear the trail of the walking trail, just the two steps, clang clang, like I'm here. And I freaked out. I don't know the time lapse that went by between when I heard that when I unfroze and screamed, and I'm like, ah! And I jumped on the couch. I put the laptop aside, and I jumped on the couch with my aunt, and I screamed. So she stood up and sat down, and she's like, "What happened? I heard." No, she said, "I heard that." I'm like, yes. Tell me what did you hear? And she said, "It's the dog. They had a boxer dog that was a beast, like beautiful, pleasant, beautiful animal beast, La Lola." And she said, "I heard Lola. It's Lola." And she was breathing heavily on the window. She stands in the window and she goes, "Zzz." And I'm like, that's not what I heard. And we're both freaked out, right? And she's like, "Okay, let's call Lola. Lola, Lola, Lola." And Lola, the door is shut to the house, so there's no way that Lola could have been outside, because Lola comes, she was sleeping. And she's like, not knowingly, just happy to see us. Like, hey, you called me. And we're both freaked out on the couch. Like, what the fuck was it then? And she asked me then, like, what did you hear? And I told her I was typing away and I heard el Catrín, el que se ve, the people that have seen him, but only the two steps. De los, es que no sé cómo se dice, los zapatos de baqueta. It's a certain sole of a shoe that you can hear.
Okay. Like,
The dress-up shoes.
yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, the kind of like tap shoes.
Yeah, tap shoes. So you
Yeah.
could clearly hear the clunk, clunk, and only the two steps. And she said, oh, yeah, it's El Catrín. And but she was so nonchalant about it, like, ah, oh. I'm like,
Really?
but yeah, I'm like, but that doesn't make it okay. Like, for me, like, I what? How am I gonna sleep? I have to go to school tomorrow. And she's like, well, let's call your uncle. And we yelled out, like, damn! And he would not wake up. He was passed out. And so,
Ahead, Kelly.
Kelly.
Right. Can we talk about the real story at hand?
Which one is that one?
Dude, Sandy, come on now.
The alien story?
Yes,
No.
yeah.
It's only one story today. Like one story.
Oh, so it have to be saved for another
Yeah,
episode?
we'll have to save it for another episode.
Oh, Rob, you're gonna kill our audience. All right, part two, guys.
Part
Come
two.
watch us, Geekos Creepers. You know where to find us on the YouTubes, and I'll
Part
be
two are
in
not
the
bad.
so.
come back and creep us. Come on now.
But all right. But okay, so your story. For anybody, El Catrín, is that how you say it? Catrín? I gotta send you a link to there's a story called The Smiling Man. Have you ever heard of this one? Supposedly it was a true story that somebody wrote up what happened to them. So it was a guy that this girl went out for a walk late at night, or it might have been a guy, and sees a guy that's smiling, looking up at the sky, really weird with a big smile, and just frozen on the sidewalk. And he was dressed really nice. And he's just like, all right, well, this is a weird guy. And he starts walking, and the guy starts dancing. And he just starts dancing along the sidewalk. And so the guy's like, okay, this is really weird. It's late at night. I was just out for a walk. As he continues to walk, all of a sudden the guy starts dancing across the street and gets behind him. And he looks back and he's just kind of got a big smile looking up at the sky. And he's just dancing on the sidewalk, like I said, dressed up really nice, like tap dancing. And he gets to the point where the guy gets really weird. And the guy gets weirded out. The one he's following, he's like, get away from me, get away. And the guy, the smiling man, ends up just chasing after him. Like he just starts, no, I'm sorry. He starts dancing closer, faster, 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 until he breaks into a straight chase and goes after him. Now the guy that was saw, the one that he was chasing ran off and went back to his house. But it reminds me of your story. Like it's like some guy late at night that dresses up really nice, that's kind of really creepy. But in America, the story is called The Smiling Man. It's a little bit similar.
This guy doesn't smile, and he is supposed to be the representation of evil
Is he? So he's
and
like the devil.
the devil. And he is the stories continue. Like, there are still to this day, there are sightings of him in that same spot, not
Really?
outside of the houses and the business, and that's his area, like that little
Where you guys
enclosure.
were living at was like the area where there were multiple sightings.
I can give you the address if you want.
Well, let's not give it out to the audience people here. That's interesting. I'll have to look that up. That I have never heard that story, Sadie. That is creepy. That is definitely creepy. Being a kid and just having the click click and for being nonchalant, because it sounds like if it's a bad omen, it's kind of like the whole thing with the Mothman. It's creepy. If you hear it and you believe you heard it and you're positive, it's creepy thing. I don't know. What do you think, Kelly? It was just somebody dancing outside
What do I think about what?
about the Catherine.
I don't know. I didn't. That wasn't on the agenda. I'm not quite sure. I have no research done. I don't have any background knowledge on it. I have no idea.
Yeah, I guess you were thinking of the. She was going to talk about the.
We had a schedule.
Yeah, sorry. That'll
well,
be
I did not
time.
Know that I had to share that story.
Sorry, I should have been more specific with my.
I was going to make an actual drawing to go along with her story, so I'm glad I didn't do that.
that story, that is an alien story that I.
That is
I was
what I
younger
thought we
too.
were
I was
doing
really,
on.
I was younger.
Yeah,
this Catrine story, I was 18 when I went back to Mexico. That alien story happened when I was, I think, third grade. I was 9.
Yeah.
Oh, you
that's
actually
the one that Kelly wants to hear.
I would have done some background research had I known what this is going to be. That's cool.
Well, we'll save that for the next time we have Sandy as or Sandia as a guest host. Sandy, thank you for sharing that one. That was a little creepier. I would ask if any of our listeners have any similar stories or actually have heard of this this dapper gentleman who enjoys scaring kids in Mexico. Where was it again? Aguascalientes.
In Aguascalientes, see, in what's the name of it? I can give you the address. Like, I have to look it up, and I can give it to you. Seriously, because you can go see. It's a physical location, and you just have to go at 11 to midnight.
Maybe we should do it. Google image it and see if they got a photo of like late at night, and see if we could see him just standing out there.
Okay.
You know,
that would be crazy.
Yeah, but all right, guys.
I'm scared to go back there. At
I would
night,
be too.
I don't sleep in those houses. Yeah, no.
No, I would be absolutely terrified if I saw something like that. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I mean, I get creeped out. There's some places that I'm just like, nope, not gonna hang out there. You know, there's like an abandoned hospital near me, which I'm like, nope, not gonna hang out there. Not going by there late at night. Not gonna go to the abandoned hospital. You know.
Have you gone to the Joliet jail?
Yes. But that
I
was,
do not dare go there.
I went there when they were actually prisoners there. So yeah, we had to take a tour. Did you, Kelly?
Don't you remember when I dropped you off to when we did camping to go see your family member that was in the Joliet prison?
Oh, that's true. Sorry. You had to rat me out. Yes, I also had family that resided there too.
Sorry, but you came. Well, like, we camped out. It was a whole thing to go to the prison. I remember.
Yeah, you went. Did you go with me?
Well, yeah, you showed up to the campsite and camped out one night because you were going to see your cousin who was in the pen.
So I guess I did go once to. I went twice. Once to tour the place. The other one to visit somebody. Not that Kelly's rat me out, but I've never actually stayed there, so that's a good thing. No, the Joliet one is, I think it's closed down now, and that's creepy. All right. Either way, Sandy, I'll send you a link to the Bloodhouse, and I'll send you a link to the Bloodhouse one, and what was the other one we were talking about? Oh, the kids, the alien one, the aerial school. And so you can take a look at those. Those are some of the creepy stories that we've done. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Kelly didn't get her alien story, but maybe that'll be for next time.
Part two.
Yeah.
We also have part two.
Yes. And that part two, we're going to be doing. Do we want to do Llorona next time then?
That's a colonial story that I enjoy.
Okay. We could do La Llorona. Yeah. Kelly?
I love it.
All right. Yeah. That's what we're gonna aim at for the next time. I'll do my research and I'll send it out to everybody.
Do we have to see the movie?
No, do not watch the movie.
Okay.
I would say do not watch the movie because that might. I mean, it's up to you, but
I think it's a horrible movie. I saw the preview and it's horrible.
So yeah, that's the thing. So and if Kelly I'm not gonna talk too much because I know we want to cover it next time. But La Llorona is actually one of the few. Stories that my mom would tell us to creep us out, and it is a creepy story, you know. And
so
I don't
we say, as a person who is non-Hispanic and works with Latino children that the way they talk about La Llorona is, it scares them.
Yeah. Yes. Like my mom would use it to keep us in check.
So that's how I learned it. I was like, she's scary because she hurt her babies. That's what I know from the kids.
We'll talk about that.
And then, so yeah, like that's kind of funny coming from an outsider perspective where like I did not grow up with that.
Yeah,
like my mom didn't scare me with that story. But these kids that I work with, they're scared from their mouth. Yeah. They tell me about how they're scared, but it's so cute. So yeah, it's a really creepy story.
Yeah, yeah. There's La Llorona y el Cuckoo Man is the other one that my mom always told me about.
Yeah. So yeah, that's totally a cool another episode for sure.
I think that the translation of the cuckoo in the United States or in white world is Baba Duke.
I thought it'd be the boogeyman.
Oh. Okay,
boogie.
That, I could get that kind
of. I think Baba Duke is the creepy. Boogie is like, I think of Boogie Nights.
A Boogie Nights. It's a ghost. that would be a very disturbing ghost.
It's a dancing ghost.
Put your pants back on, ghost. I think you're confusing Boogie Nights with Saturday Night Fever. Mm-hmm. Boogie Nights is a totally different movie.
I'm confusing those two. Yes.
Yes. No, there's a Saturday Night Fever ghost that does disco when you're asleep late at night.
La Llorona. let's get her
Why don't we do this, guys? For next time, La Llorona, we could do, I call it Cuckoo Man. What did you call it? Cucuy?
El Cucuy.
Why don't we do that? We'll do like the Spanish folklore as the main topic. I think we could talk for a while on that.
I could definitely do La Llorona, but I don't know the other one. I'll have to do some research.
Yeah, I'll send you out some stuff.
Yeah. I can send you some stuff too.
My mom will jump out for the interview. Like, no, don't talk about it. No.
It's gonna come. It's like the come. Honey Man or the Candy Man.
The Candy Man. Yeah, you say three times and also it shows up.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, again, everyone, thank you so much for joining. Kelly, Sandy, Esmeralda, sorry we couldn't get you in more. I do apologize to our listeners. Esmeralda, she was having, we're having issues with her mic. It was hard to talk to her, but it's great to have her on here. And so before I say bye, any last parting words, Kelly?
Oh, creepers, thanks for hanging on with us this long. It's been a ride and a journey, and we appreciate every second you're with us here tonight. So hope you enjoy it. Thanks again for being here, and creep on.
I like it. And Sandy, or actually, Esmeralda, can we still hear you? Anything you want to say? I think she said, I hate this show. So thank you.
No, anything. Awesome. I think she has stories to tell as well.
And I want to hear her stories. Next time we can get you out, you can tell the stories. And Sandy,
the stories that are unfold, or the stories that people refuse to tell, are the ones that are worth the listening.
Yes, I agree. So, Sandy, any last parting words for our listeners before we let everybody go?
I'm thinking of the X-Files Agent Mulder sleepless out there.
All right. Please do not strike this for copyright. And
guys, no,
everyone,
don't.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it as always. Sorry if there were some technical difficulties early on, but it happens sometimes. So until next time, I do wish you all the best in life, love, and gaming.
Good night, everybody.